Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shannon, you're also going to be on camera the whole time. That's it. I've decided. You're part of the show, Shannon. Look at now. She's fixing her hair. Yeah, she is. Shannon, you look too fucking good. Look at your cat. Your cat wants to suck on it, Shannon.
So annoying. Always here as soon as I start recording.
Yeah. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Makeup Show, 4th of July extravaganza. Yeah, guys, sorry. I was on vacation for a week, and I needed to take some time off. I was going to do some makeup podcasts, but just, you know what? In the middle of it, I said, fuck it. I'm going to take some time and relax and not make it a work week. And I guess I should have let Shannon know every day. She
that would have been cool.
She would hit me up every day and be like, so
I'm still at Gas Digital right now, and nobody's here.
It's just 9 days in a row.
I'm so hungry.
Oh shit. Brendan Sagalow's here. What's up, kid?
Yeah, yeah. What up? What up?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, baby boy?
What's
Brendan,
up,
you play,
dude?
You play Warzone?
Yeah.
You're
I'm
good at
that
it?
Dub. Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's fucking.
How many solo
me and
dubs?
Feeny get that. I've never gotten a solo dub because I'm not a fucking loser. Who plays alone?
I play alone.
Also, Warzone alone is kind of scary. You're like, you know, like at least with friends. There's people, and you're like, oh, is there someone there? But alone, it's
no, terrible. I like the accountability. I don't like, fuck it, there's five people shooting all over the place. It's like, yeah, fuck all that shit, dude. I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm hiding on a bus. I'm laying down. I hear a motherfucker. I blast his face off.
Yes. Well, the worst part about playing with people is when you're the only one alive and everybody's watching your screen and they're like, go right, no, jump, 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 and everyone's screaming in your ear about to, and then you just take a bullet to the face.
What a fun game. We'll play today. Let's play some fucking Warzone today, Sags. Let's get on it, baby boy.
You're okay,
play
I'm
right
down.
Now. Chris Vegas here. What's up, motherfucker?
What's good, Lewis? How's your vacation? Good?
Where's your energy, Chris?
Sorry, I drank for like the first time in fucking months last night, and I'm pretty hungover.
I think I'm off of it, dude. I drank so hard last night, I think I'm done for a little bit. Until at least October.
It is the 5th of July. We celebrated America last night. I didn't. I just played video games and drank whiskey and got fucking hammered. And I was
you clearly started craving cocaine at like midnight because that's when I got a text from Lewis. What you doing, bro?
Dougie, I'm jet lagged. I've been in California for a week, and I had been staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning every day in California. Mm-hmm. So I was up till 4 o'clock in the morning last night. This morning I get a text because I texted Shannon at 4 a.m. being like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna be sleeping late. I was like, let's move the podcast back a little bit. And then she got just a nasty, scathing text message to me this morning. Shannon, tell them what you texted me while I roll this blunt.
I want to hear this text message.
David!
Okay, so he texts me at 3:45 in the morning. So that's like not morning. Like that's too late to ever text somebody unless it's an emergency. And so
I did say today instead of when in the text. Good. Read what I said. Read what
also,
I said.
Also, like, just Alexa, text Shannon.
Also, just a reminder that this is after an entire week of Lewis being unresponsive about podcasts or anything. Okay, so
she hasn't heard from me all week. She's texted me 30 times at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So I responded to him about the change of the time once, like at regular time, like at 9 in the morning. And I said, and can you please not text me at 4 a.m. unless it's an emergency? I'm a really shitty light sleeper and didn't go back to sleep until 9 a.m. I don't think that's scathing. I think that's appropriate.
Can you not text me at 4 o'clock in the morning? Wow.
But can you not?
Wow. Shannon, you don't think that's scathing?
Like, no.
That's very Valley Girl, the can you not. The rest is completely understandable. But the
hey.
Can you not
can
text
you,
me?
Can you not? I'm just saying, it's not a big deal, but can you not? Hold on a second. Eric is calling me right now. If Eric just lost my fucking OnlyFans show, I'm going to kill him. Eric, I'm recording a podcast. Tell me you did not lose my OnlyFans show.
Didn't I just misplaced it?
How do you misplace all digital right. content?
Is it a big deal?
Is that what he said? He actually said that?
I heard him say, no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Lewis is like Ari about? From Entourage. He just comes in. He's texting people at 3:45 a.m. He's picking up calls during shows about an OnlyFans.
Yeah, his OnlyFans account.
Why are comics starting OnlyFans?
They're just get a producer to fucking make it look right, please. Thank you. I gotta go.
How much is OnlyFans paying you guys?
Yeah. Why are comics, Lewis, explain to us, why are comics starting OnlyFans? Is it a good idea? Is it different than Patreon?
Guys, go to my OnlyFans.com/LewisJGomez. So cool. So fucking
he's not righteous. He's not gonna
at least hook me and
tell us his secret. Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's fucking great. Yes, it's better than Patreon, obviously.
Why, though?
Because they're paying Lewis.
Yeah, if Patreon wanted to pony up, I would say Patreon's better than anybody. I would fucking...
How much is the pics of your
brother? For enough money, I would let Patreon take my son and fucking have him be a fucking slave at Patreon headquarters. I'm a sellout. You understand?
No, only James.
Yeah, OnlyFans, dude. They want to. I don't even know if they want to compete with Patreon. I think that they want to break out of the just slut space, and they wanted to go with content creators and podcasters. They know they have big followings. So, but the reality is this: here's what I learned with being on OnlyFans, because now I have an OnlyFans account, right? Because I have to have one. So now, anytime I start talking to a hot chick and I see she's an OnlyFans, I click on her OnlyFans. I'm like, oh, look at that. And I'm like,
you can go to her OnlyFans? Like, so if you have an OnlyFans account, that just gives you like open.
No, it doesn't. Like working you have to pay.
You have to pay for the individual content.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a I have 5 OnlyFans accounts now that I'm paying for.
Oh, you're subscribed to 5 OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh, that's bad, man. They got you hooked. They hooked
dude,
you in.
So easy. Because, no, dude, here's all right, so I think this is a trick that girls are doing. Shannon, you need to create an OnlyFans, Shannon.
Yeah, you'd
you
make
just showed slight areola. Literally, Shannon, a little bit of areola here and there, some fucking butt. Oh, or Shannon, like, you'd be killing it.
Like, right below the waist, but not enough to see the vagina is like...
You'd have to get a little slutty, Shannon. You can't give nothing, okay? All right, so there was this one girl who hit me up, who DM'd me. All right, so ever since the Chris D'Elia thing happened, I've been getting a lot of girls DMing me.
Okay? I get out of school, you should call me sometime.
And this one girl, I mean, every time it feels like a trap. Every time it feels like a trap. She's like...
it is, Lewis. It is a trap.
No, dude, she likes me.
Oh, no.
I just want to recall when I told you to record your conversation with Nicole Arbor because she was going to record it and edit it and fuck you over. And you were like, nah, dude, we're cool now. She likes
me. No way, dude. I would never do that. I would never breach that trust.
Yeah. Okay, so this one.
Now, here's the funny. When you said that to me, Chris, my actual response was like, I'm pretty sure it's illegal to record phone conversations without the other person knowing. And I just didn't do the research. Yeah, it's illegal in certain states. There's certainly, but not. She was in Texas, I guess, when she called me. And you can do that in Texas. I have no idea. She won. Fine. Give it to her. Can't wait till that bitch has to have an OnlyFans. That's going to be the best. I'll subscribe heartily. Oh, my God. What a fucking...
I will subscribe heartily.
So, this girl hits me up. She goes, was watching one of your podcasts, and you explained that no 20-year-old would call you quote-unquote hot. This is me proving you wrong. You are so hot, and I'm always down to fuck.
Wow. I would say, I'm going to just throw this out there. No 20-year-old would ever call me hot either.
Doggy, that's right. No 20-year-olds would ever DM me.
Not even when I was 20.
No 19 to 25-year-old would just DM me unsolicited nudes.
That would never happen.
But he said you nudes?
I would never get a gash pick.
Brennan's not understanding what's going on right now.
I'm not understanding. Sorry, I'm so gullible that I'm like, I'm taking this conversation incredibly seriously. I'm like, what? What's happening?
Doggy, so look. Fucking so then I look at her page and she's got an OnlyFans and she's a smoke show. Chris, I'll send you this girl's fucking a dime piece, straight up dime piece. And she's got an OnlyFans, and now I'm paying $20 a month to look at her naked pictures. So the point of it is, this is, I think, a scam that chicks are doing, is they'll DM you, be like, oh, hey, you're cute or whatever it is. then they have an OnlyFans. You go, oh, I want to see this hot bitch naked. And then you subscribe. And if that's what it is, I say real ass bitch of the fucking month. Real ass cunt of the month. Yeah. Right there, guys. Real ass cunt of the month. Give it to her.
Yeah, that's very smart.
Because I subscribed. Ooh, did I subscribe? That if you are a chick, and this is, you're interesting, guys are fucking horny idiots, because what's happening is I'm just scrolling through my Twitter. This hot chick says, oh, yeah, you're cute. I'm down to fuck. My dick goes, what?
That's like when you're watching like Cam Girls and they're like, thank you, Lewis. And you're like, she loves me, dude.
Fucking fat simp. But she said she listened to my podcast. How would she know that?
Doing research.
Doggy, if she like straight up, just like this is her whole game. Because then the other thing is I looked at who she follows. This is crazy. I looked at who she follows. She follows no podcasters, no comedians. It's just me.
Dude, she just bot catfished you.
How did she do that though? Is she not even...
Yeah,
she's not even a real chick. Is this like a porn chick? The other thing is I thought of this. So why not create like... Just get like a hot chick, like, because I guess they could reverse search, but I'm sure you could fucking scam enough guys. I didn't reverse image search this bitch. So what if she's just like a chick who's like a nude model and she created this whole fucking Instagram page, but it goes back a few years. It's a big fucking scam, right? But then there's nudes and it's just some fucking fat dude that runs these accounts and then scams guys. Like this is a fucking the best scam that Jew in the world. Can we try to do this? Can we create some sort of fucking fake hot chick and we could rip dudes off of thousands of dollars?
That's such a good idea.
Dude, let's just create a fake Shannon OnlyFans and tell people it's real.
Shannon?
Yes.
Edit this part out. What if we got really good Photoshop to do like we're not going to show you, we're just going to like, you'll have your tits squeezed together, but they're not even your tits. We just have fucking somebody else do it. And we create solid nudes that are fake, just deep fake nudes of Shannon.
Yeah.
I can do that, but I would need actual nudes of Shannon
to make it look right.
Yeah. Just to make sure it's exactly what it looks like.
Just to add any moles with like the blemish tool.
Exactly. So
what do you say, Shannon?
No, because then you have, what are you going to like paste onto it all of my tattoos, or are you just going to have a tattoo-less model?
No, we can keep your shoulders and arms. It's just your tits and stomach that we're going to fucking put in there.
Yeah.
No.
Or, you know,
but here's the
not
thing.
Photoshop.
We can do it, and then like Shannon would just pretend she didn't have an OnlyFans if she did have an OnlyFans, like on the air. So it fucking tracks.
Dude, this is a good idea. We can make like $8,000 a month for this.
I think that I think this girl's scamming me.
For sure.
I mean, or at least she's gonna try to charge you for sex.
Is she still talking to you? Or like right after you subscribed, was she just gone?
I told her I subscribed, and she wrote, thanks for the support, baby.
You told her you subscribed? Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, ew, gross.
This DM like, come after God, you tweeted Stacey, out that you were rich a few weeks ago? Like 2 weeks ago, I log on to Twitter, and just Lewis just tweets out, I'm rich. And
then
5 seconds, yes.
Somebody rich with love. Like, that's when he first got the text message.
Tweeted them and were like, I'm rich.
Wait, what happened? Hold on.
And that's when the DMs flooded in.
When did I tweet that I'm rich? Was I kidding?
I have
idea. I've never tweeted that I'm rich.
Like, what a piece of trash. Like,
I'm not rich, so I wouldn't tweet that.
Yeah, no shit.
But maybe. I mean, maybe I tweeted that as like a...
Lewis tweeted
that. I think I know what you're talking about. Somebody was like... I know what you're talking about. Yeah, somebody was like trolling me, and I was like, what are you talking about? I'm fucking rich. Yeah, I don't know.
If she were actually interested in you, though, wouldn't she just send you her nudes? Why would she ask you to pay for it?
She didn't ask me to pay for it. Here's the thing. This is why I'm saying she's really good, because I just clicked on her profile and saw her OnlyFans.
Lewis bought a girl a drink at a bar and then let her go dance with her friends. He's like, babe, I bought you this drink. She's like, thanks, sweetie.
Hey, my friend wants a drink too. I'll get her a drink.
You're like Butters in that Hooters episode.
That's so fucking funny.
You're going to introduce James to this girl. James, this is your new stepmom.
No, she doesn't know you exist, and she only DMs me once a month, but... Yeah, I look, regardless, if this girl is hustling like this and doing that, and like that's her fucking thing. Just won't just in guys' inboxes being like, hey, you're cute, blah 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 blah. But she did have to hear me say that somewhere. I did say that on a podcast. I said that 20-year-old girls aren't into me.
Oh, so okay. Huh? I don't know. Maybe this is a long game. Maybe it's a long scam. Because it's definitely a scam.
Oh yeah. 100%.
There's no way that this isn't, you know.
If I showed you how hot she was, you'd be like, yes, it's 100% a scam. That's not even a human.
Yeah. Dude, this chick DM'd me and it was like so obviously a scam. And they were like, I heard you on podcasts and I'm just so like acting like I'm a big celebrity. And I went, you're not real. The minute she was like super like, this is just so crazy for me that I'm talking to you. I went, I don't believe you're a real person.
Well, that's just your lack of confidence. It probably was a real person, you fucking loser.
No, yeah, right.
It's not that crazy. You're on a bunch of big podcasts. It's not like you don't come on shows that have followings. Like people go to, you've been a skank fest. Like people do like, you know, look, you are a loser and you're not attractive, but the reality is like,
I don't know about that second part. Right. Right. Yeah.
You're like a B or a C player in this whole podcasting world. And to some chicks, that's hot.
Okay. Well, anyway, so I asked her to, all right, well, I can't wait to call you about that later.
Hurt my feelings.
But, there goes my feelings for the rest of the show. I asked her to send, I was like, the only way that I'll know that you're real is if you send me a picture of you holding your name or my name and the date. And she just never did it. And she,
yeah, because you're a loser, dude.
No, man, I know when someone's real or not, dude. You know what I'm saying? I know when someone's real, and I know when they're fucking with me.
The only way they're not real, here's the thing. This is the, because I've been trying to, people try to catfish me all the time, right? Like, it happens regularly. Once a week, some fucking cute chick is in my inbox, and she's like, hey, baby. And then I click on her profile, and it's zero followers. Follows the fighter and the kid, Joe Rogan, fucking just like all the players, it's right?
Brendan Schaub.
Actually Schaub, yeah. Yeah. Trying to get my little dick pics. Which, by the way, if somebody got me to send my dick pic and posted it, God bless them. Good fucking, it's not that hard. It's not that hard, okay? So that happens, right? You see what it is. But if a girl has like pictures from like years ago, and it's just like a regular profile and regular friends commenting. Is there any way for somebody to sort of create that whole world?
What do you mean?
Like I'm saying, let's say she started her Instagram in 2016 and she has, you know, 180 pictures and there's comments from her friends. And it's like, that's likely a real person. Did the girl that messaged you, did she have like a real profile? No,
there were three pictures.
Three pictures,
not following you. People. Yeah, they're all me on your podcast.
Yeah.
On the show Catfish, though, like there are some crazy pants catfish that will create that world on their own. Like they have multiple fake accounts and they'll comment on each other's accounts. Like it gets really psychotic.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Did you see that movie, Catfish?
But here's the thing. We could turn catfishing into a fucking business on OnlyFans. If we can somehow create that world for like 10 accounts, I'm telling you right now, guys are idiots. I have 5 OnlyFans. You should see. It's crazy. I'm paying like $80 a month right now for no reason. I have to go cancel them. I'm never going to cancel them.
This is what the men in Nigeria do for a living. Like they catfish for a living.
Yeah, it's actually a fucking crazy. Solid scam. I almost feel like with OnlyFans, is that even illegal to do? If I created like a fake world where it was like a chick, it was a hot chick.
It's definitely was like, revenge porn of some sort, right?
But it's not, I'm saying not a real chick. You get it like a nude model, like an obscure nude model where she has both clothed and unclothed photos, right? So you find like, she can't be a famous porn star. It's got to be like a fucking, just some nude model.
And some random girl.
Yeah. Some random girl. There's got to be websites where you have like nude models that fucking, you know, that are unknown, right?
Yeah.
You get a bunch of her photos and videos and shit, and you have her in clothes as well. So you create the clothed world in fucking on Instagram, and that's how you start DMing guys being like, oh, hey, you're really cute. And you just have the OnlyFans. You don't even got to say, hey, go to my OnlyFans. Because I've had that as well. I've had girls send me their OnlyFans pages, and then I'm like, fuck you, bitch. But if you started off by saying, oh, yeah, you're really cute, and you get their dick moving, I'm telling you right now, Simp Central.
Yeah. Yeah. And also if you do like kind of, what's that like opposite thing where it's like, I have an OnlyFans, but Yeah, you shouldn't pay for it. No, I really like you.
Yeah, you're too cool. You're
not. Send a couple free ones. Send a, like just like,
no,
like
you
a
can't crack do that. Dealer or something. Maybe like one free one that's like that's not showing anything. Just like a little like you know.
Show me, Brennan.
Don't take any shots. You start catfishing people with that with my picture.
Yeah, so I want to, this is going to be the ongoing thing with this girl. We're going to figure it out. We got to give her a fake name. We'll call her Stacy, just because you said that name before. We're going to call her Stacy. And I'm going to try to start a relationship with this girl. And we're going to see how far it goes.
What was the last thing you guys talked about? And when was it?
That's it. It was just that. And I'm her patron.
The last thing you said was, I joined your OnlyFans.
Oh, shit.
Did she emailed you back or something?
Hold on a second. I've remembered I had a fucking meeting right now. But
Jesus Christ.
Is 45 minutes from now. Okay.
Lewis goes on vacation 17 times a year and then comes back and just loses his mind.
I'm losing my mind. Okay, we had a fucking reschedule Skankfest. I have a billion things going on right now. It's crazy. Okay.
March, so, now I got to reschedule my flight again.
I have to go through that whole rigmarole again.
Yeah.
And I'm not even on the fucking flyer. I was just going to show up.
So this girl goes, she goes, if you're ever near, all right, she sent me that message. I sent her heart eyes, just like heart eyes. Because I do that too. Even if it's a catfish, like, all right, well, here you go, little bitch. Maybe you're catfishing me, but he's got a little heart eyes.
You do kind of like feel like a bitch when you do that, though. Yes, like a little heart eyes emoji face.
This chick was so hot, though. She's so hot that I can't chance it. I can't what chance to lose it. This could be the one that gets away. If I pull a Sagalo, I'm like, listen, bitch, I know you're not real. Kill yourself, pig. Smoking hot chick by a pool.
Some girl just crying, taking down my poster.
That she had made?
Yeah, she had a poster be made.
Dude, the fucking hottest girl ever. Sagalo's, I know you're not real, bitch. Kill yourself.
So then she blows her brains out.
She goes, I'm so always funny. Down to fuck, right? And then I go, you know, heart, eyes, face. Shut up, Shannon. Stop judging me. I'm putting myself out there right now, okay? Not everyone puts themselves out there.
You accidentally send the poop emoji? No.
So then she goes, sir, if you're ever near this place is where she lives. So then I go, ha, I might have to be. Oh, I'm a creep. God damn it.
If you're ever near Pakistan or Africa, if you're ever by Nigeria.
It's the fucking African.
It's just some dude who's like on his first day of catfishing. You're not supposed to tell them you're in Nigeria.
If you are ever near the plains of Africa, oh, I mean Cincinnati. So then she goes, yes, please. And then I was like, well, you just got yourself an OnlyFans subscriber. And then
Lewis is like, what are your interests? She's like, the blood diamond.
Your social security number.
Cougar hunting.
I love filtered water.
I really like 116 degree weather.
So, okay. What long, were you saying?
Long walks through the jungle.
Long swings through the jungle. She's Tarzan.
Yeah. She goes, you're my favorite. Thanks for the support, winky face. And that's
damn.
It.
Damn, dude. She fucking conned you, man.
But here's the thing. I can't open up conversation with her again because then I'm a weird creep. Like,
yeah, now you're a fan.
Now I'm her only fan. Now, wait a minute. How is she my fan and she made me her fan? She fan swapped me. She fucking fan swapped me. No.
You got so Freaky Friday by a whore.
Funny, man. That is so funny, dude. Holy shit.
Friday by a whore. Yeah, I, you know.
Well, isn't that what D'Elia did? You could pull a D'Elia and be like, hey, what are you doing? You know?
No, like, because that's – now it's weird. Now it's like now unless I have a show near where she once this comes from, out. No, that's I don't think she – no, the only reason I'm talking about it is because I don't think she listens to the podcast. I think she might have – here's what I think it was. I think she is likely a D'Elia fan or like a fan – or maybe just not even a D'Elia fan, just sort of was following that story because it was a pretty big story, clicked on my YouTube video – and then was like, oh, that guy's cute. And maybe, so that's like the best case scenario is that's what happened. That's why she doesn't follow any comics. Or the worst case scenario, she's an African man. Who is.
Honestly, worst case scenario, she's like a fat guy in Idaho or something.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, it's James. You're my father.
Put me to bed at 8.
Yeah, dude. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, she's – let me see. Let me see something. Let me go back. How far do her photos go back?
Did she mention your podcast? Was she like, I love your podcast.
She said, I heard you on a podcast say.
Oh. I bet it's just a couple of fucking dudes, a couple of podcast fans that are just like
– this is a photo from
catfish us.
2018. This is a photo from 2018.
Are you going to show us child porn right now?
No. Well, I guess how old would she be in 2018? Yeah, she's 18 there. So, yeah, maybe not. No, this isn't child porn.
No, 18s.
But it's like people saying, I miss you. Let me see. But they're all other hot girls.
Dude, yeah, go to her friends and check out their pages and see if they're real. If there's any.
Yeah, these are all real. These are all real people. And these are all people that go to her college as well. I think this girl's real and she's going to be my future wife. So you guys can sit here and talk all the shit you want. All right. What am I supposed to say? I can't let her go.
I think subscribing to her OnlyFans immediately was
It was not a good move. It was not a baller ass move.
No, that it felt a little desperate.
I was just so horny in that moment.
That was like if a stripper offered you her phone number and you were just like, no, let's just go in the back. Here's $300.
Yeah, her phone number is like 1-800 something. Like you have to pay for her phone number.
I fucked this one up. I was just horny and I saw OnlyFans and I was like, oh yeah.
It happens.
You didn't have to tell her that you subscribe.
In my mind, I was like, oh yeah, that'll make her horny too. We're both horny together now.
It's just so weird that, yeah, you should have like kept the conversation going a little bit more so that there was like kind of more of a dialogue.
No, the volley's on her now.
She was just like,
I'm the fucking commodity. I want you to point this out. Yeah, she's way hotter than I am. Okay. But I am also the fucking commodity. She's way hotter, so much hotter than me that I'm not the commodity. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm thinking about it. I'm going, you know what? I'm not the commodity at all.
He says wearing yellow aviators.
All right. I'm going to send you guys both her profile.
Please.
Me too. I want to see.
Shannon, I'm going to email it to you and just forward it to both of them because I don't think I have Sagalow's phone number.
You have my phone number.
Do I?
Yeah, I texted you on your birthday, which hopefully you had my number and you weren't just saying thank you for no reason and not even questioning it.
Oh, yeah, maybe Brendan Sagalow. So it's not saved, but my phone. My phone.
What a piece of shit. I hope this African man takes everything from you.
Dude, you're maybe Brendan Sagalow. My phone knew that it's probably you, dude.
I what? Oh yeah, because I said Sagalow. I said it, not you. I even made a joke once. I was like, I like bought my tickets to Skankfest this year, and I texted Lewis, and I was like super excited. I was like, got my tickets, man. I'm going. I'm heading. And you went, who is this? And it just shut me down. Shut me down. Oh, man. So
how great would it be if after that you are now subscribed to Sagalow's OnlyFans account?
Yeah. I fan swapped him.
Fan swap. No. I've been fan swapped again.
This is my revenge for you not having my phone number saved. I'm this girl.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's so funny. Here. Sagalow, I'm sending you separately because it won't let me group text you since you're not saved. Here.
Okay.
Tell me if you think this is a real profile. I feel like this is a real profile.
Okay, let me see.
I'm going to be really embarrassed if I already follow
her. She's a smoke show. She's holy shit. Pretty.
I mean, retarded.
Yeah. Yeah, she has a bunch of likes on her shit. Mm. Oh, but there's only like
followers.
But you know what?
How many followers does she have?
1,500.
Let me see.
Then 2,000.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of followers for a human. It's not like a fucking.
Yeah, but and also,
but any like young blonde attractive girl who takes pictures of themselves is going to show up in the search feature. She's got a side boob pic. There's no way she has under 2,000 with only 300 likes. This is not possible, bud.
But I mean, no, the comments are pretty fucking real. Like all the comments on her photos seem like real people. You click on their profiles, it's not.
They're probably the other guys that she got to sign up to her OnlyFans.
Shut up, Shannon.
This does feel like it could be not real, but she does have. Well, she has dog pictures. Like she has.
It's not just all whore photos. If this is, let me tell you something. If this bitch is scamming me, it is fucking great. Like she's nailed it. She deserves
really good.
She deserves a $15 a month. If just for the scam, I'll give it to her. If it's a scam, I'll subscribe for life.
Yeah, this girl's a smoke show, dude.
Month? Yeah, I think it was 15 a month.
It's 13 now.
Oh, it's a 13. She dropped it down.
Yeah.
Brendan called him the only
one. I already signed up.
Yeah, dude.
She made $13 a month. She only got 3 posts on OnlyFans.
No, she got a bunch. She got a handful.
Oh, okay. Maybe those are public posts.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. Yeah, well, also, Instagram is dying right now, and it's TikTok is the thing. So all these young people don't have like big Instagram accounts. Like they're not like super into it like we are, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that's another sign that she's not real because she's a 20-year-old fucking smoke show who's on Instagram. Where's the link for your TikTok? Where's your link for your TikTok, Stacey?
Yeah, dude, honestly. And I know you made fun of me for this, but I think the move is to be like, hey, can you send me a picture of, if you holding a picture of my name?
No, dude, that's way worse than saying that I subscribe to your OnlyFans. Substantially worse. Are you fucking crazy, dude? That is the least baller move ever. I will admit that I'm a herb that I told her that I signed up for OnlyFans. That was
a weird fetish you might have.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you could say, baby, why don't you send me a picture of you holding the date of today's
newspaper? Yeah, girl.
I searched her name on TikTok and there's no picture or anything. It says following one person and has 35 followers, so it's not an active account.
So maybe she tried to make it and she hasn't.
But a 20-something-year-old, like, that's where they live their lives on TikTok.
I want to marry this girl so bad. Like, you have no idea. I would move away from you people and I would go just get a – I'd sell cars. Do you know how badly I want to sell cars? It's been my fantasy my whole life to be a car salesman. I think I would be the best. The best car salesman within 5 years, it would be fucking Louis J. Gomez's fucking Hudson Valley Ford. It would be incredible.
The J stands for Jeep. That would be the.
It's my fantasy. Trophy wife, sell some cars.
I don't know. You think she might have a Facebook? I have
rings all over my fucking hands.
I mean, this name doesn't even seem real.
You left off. She's the last one that messaged you when she thanked you for joining, right?
Yeah.
So she's not going to message you again. If you want to just go all in, you should follow up. I mean, you can't make it any worse. You may as well just follow up. Right. I think you should follow up.
I can unsubscribe and report her account to OnlyFans.
Yeah, just ask if she's a real person.
Yeah, she might not be real. I can fucking, I'll take her down.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'm uploading the new version of Facebook because I want to see if she's on it. And I have to download the new version.
Sekulow's in love with her.
I'm on. Yeah, dude. I got caught in her eyes, man. I get what you see.
Do you understand the powers that fucking hot chicks have? It's as simple. Dude, we're doing a whole podcast on this just chick. Just some chick.
She's like the ring from Lord of the Rings. You sent me her profile and it like glowed in my face.
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. I hit follow for sure.
She's like, followed her?
That's crazy. I didn't follow her.
Her Facebook account.
She found her on Facebook.
Yeah, it goes. It, she joined 2013, so that seems pretty legit. She has like like 1,300 followers. Yeah.
Oh fuck! Same photo, but it is the same photo.
The same photo. Crazy. You're right. It was the same photo.
You don't do the same photo for your Instagram or Facebook.
Also, looks like she may have a black boyfriend. I'm sorry.
She's real. It's every girl that I date is into black men. She's real.
Dude.
And let me say this. She's also not far enough that I, you know, maybe couldn't make it happen.
Yeah, in 2016, she changed her status to in a relationship.
This is four years ago,
Shannon. She's still not with this guy. There's no way. There's no pictures of her on her Instagram with this guy.
Well, because yeah, Instagram is... Fan. She's going to ruin her money. She's going to ruin her money on her Instagram. That is
true. Wait a minute. Is that black boyfriend? Is a black boyfriend just the African guy? And he superimposed himself into her photos?
You know what you can do? And I don't know how to do this, but you can take a picture and there's some way to find out. Like, it will send you to the direct website where the person got it. Yes,
you can reverse image search on Google.
Yes.
So you can take an image, upload it to Google, and they will say, hey, this is where it's at.
You should do that with her OnlyFans.
Shannon needs to do that right now.
That would be the key. That's how we would find out.
And by the way, let me say something, guys. Her OnlyFans rules.
Is this one of your accounts and you're just like fucking...
What if this is my ultimate scam?
I got
both of you guys to subscribe.
Yeah. I'm buying right now. It's like a pyramid scheme.
I bet you Sagala subscribes to her OnlyFans.
No, I can't. I just can't do that, man. Especially because some of these OnlyFans, they're not showing. She's not like showing bush or anything.
No bush.
Well, in a couple
she's showing
years,
the skin where it. The bush would be. Yes, she shows that. It's awesome.
Really? She shows like vagina and
you don't see lip, but you see suggestive fucking.
What about and nipples and all that?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Maybe I will subscribe.
Little bare butt. Sagala hasn't jerked off yet today. So this is an insight into how men think, right? Sagala was not masturbated and there's like a direct connection to this girl. So he's like, damn, I want to see this girl naked now.
Yeah,
I could maybe be at a show one day and this girl could be there. It's crazy. Yeah,
dude, she'll let him jerk off onto a picture of her holding my name.
Yeah. Yeah, if I jerked off today, I'd be like, can we move on from this?
She's serious things going on in the world.
She's not.
But I haven't. Hot. So I'm like, describe her slowly.
I used her profile picture on Facebook, and there's no other images found.
Ooh, okay. No other images found on Facebook. But is that because of her friend?
No. I mean, like the Google image search. I searched it.
Wow. Dude, okay.
She is doing her fucking detective skills right
now. This is great.
This might be a real girl right now, guys. This might be my future wife we're talking about.
Well, I wouldn't be invited to your wedding because at that point you still wouldn't have my name in your phone. But
let me say this,
definitely right wouldn't have your address to send an invitation. That's for sure.
Yeah.
If I marry this girl, if this is the one, okay, you will be my best man at the wedding.
Really?
I swear to God. If this girl, if I marry this girl one day,
donate to her OnlyFans for the bachelor party.
She pops out of a cake. She's like, what are you doing? You whore.
I'm just picturing all the comics seeing me standing next to you at the chapel being like, I didn't know that they were that close. Wow.
I was Gary Veeder's best man, and that's exactly the way everyone felt. That's how I felt when he fucking asked me. I was like, are we that close? Okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, really quick, we must take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoKratom, YoKratom.com, the marquee sponsor for Skankfest and the sponsor of the amazing Real Ass Dude cartoon. They also sponsor a bunch of amazing shows on the network. What an incredible partner to have. We love Yo Kratom. And if you guys are over the age of 21 and you are in the market for Kratom, make sure you guys go grab your Kratom from YoKratom.com. $60 kilos. They got the home of the $60 kilos. So make sure you take advantage of those incredible prices. Take a look on the internet and see if Kratom can help you out. YoKratom.com is the website. Go support them. All right, where were we? Yeah, so yeah, if I marry this girl, you can be the best man at our wedding. Shannon, using your power, your intuition, because you're a fucking... Shannon's a little bit of a sneak. And yeah, a sneak, that's right. What do you think? Do you think that this is a real woman?
After seeing her Facebook, I think yes. Or at least now. That's... Or at least that's who that OnlyFans account is pulling from. I think the girl is real. I don't know if the OnlyFans account belongs to that girl.
Well, no, it does, because she DM'd me from her Instagram. Or you're saying that they created an Instagram, a fake Instagram that's not her, based off of a real girl?
No. I thought that she messaged you on OnlyFans. I don't know how that works. If since it was Instagram, then I think it's real. Yes,
she messaged me on Instagram.
I think she's real, but I think that she was trying to get you to sign on to her OnlyFans.
So you don't think she's actually attracted? I just want to send her a heart face emoji so bad.
If you send her a heart face emoji and try to cockblock me, I'll kill you. I will fucking kill you. That's why I'm glad Shane's not on the show right now, Shane. Because me and Shane, for some reason, we hit on the same thing. He said it best.
The same girls, thing.
Girls that are into fat, edgy podcasters love me and Shane. Whatever it is, and we both do pretty good with chicks. It's like we both clean up pretty nicely, but neither of us are attractive men. We're fucking weird.
Well, you both
dudes.
Just go for it. You send the emojis, even though you feel gay doing it.
You gotta send that emoji. You can't be like, you're not real.
Yeah, of course. I mean, let's not get this twisted. I'm not sending "you're not real" to every girl who DMs me. Okay, I just knew this one wasn't real. You know. You're not real. We met, Brendan. I met you. No. Nope.
All right, new contest. If you can catfish Brendan and get him to send his dick pic and you send it to us to put on the show, you get a free Real Ass Podcast
not hard.
Merchandise package.
I've already sent my dick to
random
a
women?
Few amount of women. Yes.
It's because once again, women don't get horny like that. Like, women will send pictures, I think, because I don't even know what they want, the accolades. Is it Shannon? Well, you've never sent nudes, right?
To a boyfriend.
To a boyfriend. But just not to a guy you're talking to. You wouldn't send him a fucking, not even a nondescript fucking like spread gash?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
Well, don't women find it attractive when we find you guys attractive? When we're like, whoa, this does it for me. Aren't you like, isn't that kind of hot?
That's hot, but it's not like turn on hot. Like, it's appreciated. But it's not like turn on hot, not through like texting, you know. If it's in person, that's a different thing, but not through texting.
If I'm texting, it's just, I don't know what it is. It's like, we'll start sexting and then I'm like, oh yeah, she wants to see my dick. Yeah, here it is. And then I get more turned on because I'm showing her my dick. I'm like, yeah, you like seeing that dick, bitch. Yeah, oh, I love it. And then I come and I'm like, oh my God, she has all those pictures of my little dick. What did I do?
Yeah, dude, I'm the same way. I'm like, fuck. Like, I gotta infiltrate that phone. I gotta get in there.
Ah, fuck, why did I do that? I didn't care about the angles or anything. When I'm horny, I'm like, whatever. Look at it in all of its glory. She needs to see the real link.
Didn't even push your gut out of the way.
Well, it's fat. Just gross.
Yeah, because at the time you're like, oh, she's into this. I'm
a dirty, ugly boy. You like a dirty, ugly boy, right?
You think her balls are as full as jizz as yours? So you're just like, yeah, she'll love this. It'd be great.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's the worst idea ever. The amount of women that have my dick in the world.
Yeah. I think that's the same for all of us.
And the amount of girls that have threatened to post it. They get mad at me. It's really? It's a regular go-to that these bitches use against me.
What are you doing to these women?
It's just all my exes. Every time I break up with a girl, it's like, yeah, well, I'm going to push your little dick everywhere. I was like, fine. Honestly, got me. What do you need me to do? Don't do that.
That's crazy. Would it really be that bad if your dick was out there in the world?
No.
Don't you think you'd be more free now?
They're just kidding, too. They're not. Oh, I mean, I hope they're kidding, but
maybe.
I think it's illegal. I don't think you're allowed to post people's dicks without their permission, right? Right, Shannon, look that up.
I mean, who's gonna
definitely
stop?
Revenge porn, but I don't think it's like if a man goes into a police station and says a woman raped him, they're just gonna laugh at you.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you can't call the cops. Like, oh, she showed my dick to everybody.
They're gonna be like, whatever, fag.
And then move on. Fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Dude, can you send us the picture in question?
We should DM this girl.
Do not DM this girl. I only sent you her profile so you guys can tell me if she's real. She might be my future stepmother of my child.
Dude, I'll have her friend zone me. But I want to see if she's fucking real.
I'm going to let you know. It's going to be an ongoing bit on the show if I start seeing this girl regularly and she becomes my new girlfriend.
Oh, it's something you can prosecute. You can. Yeah, it's not legal.
Ah, how does that feel, all the ex-girlfriends that are threatening to post my dick pictures all over the internet? I can prosecute you.
Yeah, but who's coming for you?
It says it's a misdemeanor in some states. In Alaska, the penalty is up to 90 days in jail and a fine of up to $2,000.
Wow.
And a felony in others. In Hawaii, up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $10,000.
New York. I need New York, Shannon. wait a minute. And Florida.
Hold on.
Also Florida. Actually,
can you just
Florida for the next
state?
3 months, and then I think L.A. after that. Please.
One second.
God damn it.
Yeah. I think you'd be free if someone just posted a picture of your dick.
My dick pic's out there. I showed my dick pic on my phone on Anthony Cumia's show years ago. So there's a picture of my hard dick out there.
Wow.
And it was fucking bottom angle. You don't even see where it stops. It just looks like it's going.
That's
off the
a,
like,
that's
who
a
knows?
Good pick. Yeah.
Who knows how long that cock is?
That's a good picture. Just when I'm taking a picture of my dick and I start getting to the balls, I'm like, no, they have to. They can't be in there.
In New York, and it's criminalizing under revenge porn or non-consensual sharing or publication of an intimate image. And in
I love
New
how
York,
they named the law after the best website in porn.
What's a revenge porn?
That was a fucking that was a go-to for a while.
That's a good one.
So it's penalties of up to a year in jail plus civil damages, and empowers victims to seek a court order to remove these images online.
That's right.
I would love if this just kept happening in New York to the point where, like, Cuomo had to address it in a meeting, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be funny. If anybody could do a Cuomo impression, here's your time. Chris?
Can we get Kyle?
Just sound like a stupid WAP?
Yeah.
Yeah, I already do. It's fine.
Really quick, I got to tell you guys about Spider CBD and their advanced CBD lotions. Most of the people that are listening to this show have been listening to us talk about CBD for quite some time now. CBD can help out with a wide variety of things, everything from anxiety to inflammation to helping you sleep. What it does is it helps your body get back in homeostasis, which essentially means it lets your body be back in its best highest performing state, which has been known to heal a lot of different things. Go and do some research. See if CBD can help you out, because it's helped me out a lot, especially now that I'm back training. I'm ideally going to be doing this Ellis Mania fight in January. My muscles have been fucking super sore now that I've been training again. My shoulders really sore from boxing.
Is it going to heal your broken heart when this OnlyFans whore tears it out?
Listen to me. The one thing CBD cannot do is mend a broken heart. It's not a magic maker, okay? But I've been using it, honestly, after my workouts, because they have incredible topical lotions, and the Muscle Balm is incredible. And it's 800 milligrams of CBD. It's stronger than most other brands that I've seen. It also has menthol and eucalyptus. It smells great. It feels great. You feel it go right into the skin after a workout. It's absolutely incredible. And Spider CBD, they are made and sold exclusively by CBD Universe. And right now, Gas Digital fans and fans of this show are going to get 20% off your entire site at CBDUniverse.com. CBDUniverse.com. So it's not just Spider CBD. Anything they sell at CBDUniverse.com, you're going to get 20% off. But I really do love the Spider CBD, and I really do love the Spider Muscle Balm specifically. But go do that right now. Use the promo code RAP20 when you check out. You save 20% off your entire order. Those savings really add up. So go there right now. Once again, CBDUniverse.com. Use that promo code RAP20. Okay, where were we? Yeah, where's Justin Silver? Stupid WAP. All right, he's Jewish, but you know, whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. All right. So what did you guys do for the 4th? Anything special? You did a comedy show, right, Chris?
Yeah. I was just telling Shannon before we started recording. Literally every punchline that I went to tell was stepped on by a giant mat of fireworks. Really fun.
Oh, it was just fireworks going off during the show the whole time?
Yeah, it was outside.
Terrible.
Do you see these people on Twitter that are like complaining about the fireworks scaring their dogs?
Is that real?
Yeah, I think I won't say, but like there's a couple comics that are like, they're like, my dog is, I had to hold my dog all night in the bathtub. I think
they're joking, right?
No, dude. People are very upset. Even
name names. And this isn't shitty. Like,
well, we're not it's not. I understand.
Are they friends? Like, are they friends of ours?
No, of course not. But, well, not a friend of mine. But Sarah Silverman posted one that was very dramatic about it.
What did she post? Pull it up.
She was. She just said, like, she was like, how do I? It sucks that I can't use my words to explain to my dog that this isn't going to kill them, or something. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. To me, it's just like, I think the dog will be fine, right? Just one night of being scared.
Well, there's been fireworks going off everywhere for over a month, right? Like in New York, at least.
Not over a month.
And it's also one night, so you guys know, and dog nights at seven nights. So it's a full week of this dog thinking that it's gonna be fucking murder.
It's 21 years of fireworks.
It's fucking crazy for this dog.
But it's like,
imagine you had super hearing. Just super hearing, super sense of smell, the gunpowder, just heightened sense of hearing.
The dog just did a tour in Nam, essentially.
Like, yeah. I get it, but it's also, it just seems silly to me to, like, I really think the dogs will be fine. They descend from wolves.
Go back to Sarah's post. Let me see. She posted, all right, in the bathtub with a swaddled, terrified dog. There's no way to convince her we're okay. How do I explain to a dog that there are people that love sparky lights and big booms more than dogs or people?
If you're swaddling a dog, you have more problems than fireworks. That's it.
I just think, like, that last sentence is like, can't you say you hate that your dog is scared without, like, having to be like, if you, oh, big booms and sparkly lights. It's like, yeah, that's cool. And I like dogs.
Yeah, you don't have to be condescending to people that are. And here's the thing. It's the cool. It's the first year now. Because fuck. And here's the thing. I like Sarah Silverman. She's very funny. Okay. Sarah's very funny. And I met her one time at the comedy store.
Super nice, too.
She was so fucking cool backstage at the comedy store. So I want to choose my words carefully because I was just about to say, fuck you, Sarah Silverman.
Like, of course. That's what we jump into.
It spilled directly out of my mouth and I feel bad.
When I brought it up, my balls went straight into my fucking throat. I was like, oh my God.
It's so cringy. What have I done? It doesn't matter. Look, here's the thing. She did, like, if I was her friend, I'd feel more comfortable saying it because I don't know her like that. So yeah. I don't want to say fuck you, but it's very cringy. And here's the problem. Okay.
Uh-huh.
A year ago, before it was a cool, trendy new thing to hate the 4th of July and hate America, right? A year ago, you were probably at a fucking, on some bridge or in some fucking penthouse watching some fireworks and enjoying a fucking glass of rosé with your friends. Now this year that fucking Trump is out there celebrating the 4th of July, having a big rally and everyone's going to cancel the 4th of July. Now it becomes, big booms and big silly lights. Like, well, no, shut the fuck up. Everyone has enjoyed fireworks forever. Okay.
Yeah.
It's fun. Me and Bisping got a bunch of fireworks to light off for our kids when I was out in Cali. And it was just so much fun watching the kids have a fun time. When we were little kids, you just love things to explode. You love things being on fire. It's not, I don't know. It's, you let go once in a while. You get off of Twitter and you let go and you stare into the sky and go, that's fucking pretty. And you think about the, you know, you look at you to your right and you got your fucking kid. You look to your left, you got your chick or your fucking husband or whatever. You're sitting there, you just had a hot dog, your stomachs are full. And you go, you know what? We're here together. We're celebrating, you know, being a fucking, being American used to not be a bad thing. And I still have a lot of pride in the fact that I'm American. I get that Trump has sort of turned it into a fucking weird thing. And now Kanye is running. Okay. It's great. Our country is a fucking laughingstock. It's hilarious. No matter what, we're losing.
It's crazy. We have to really lean into this at this point.
It's just bonkers. I mean, you know, don't let, even if you dislike Trump, don't let him strip your patriotism from you. This is still a fucking badass country, okay? And it's like your country, these are all just silly imaginary lines. So it's your home. You hate your home. That's your fault. You need to look in the mirror and say, well, why is my home not better? What am I not doing to make my life and the people around me and the people that I care about not in a better situation? Am I spending too much time with my fucking nose buried in my phone? Am I tweeting too much at the president? If you're tweeting at the president, you're a loser. I don't know what you want me to say. Why are you tweeting at him? He doesn't care. He's not reading your fucking
tweet.
He's not
seeing it.
You're not getting him. You're not getting him.
Yeah.
It's fucking... So that is my problem, okay? It's like, no, I have so much more respect for the fucking family who's sitting there together just saying, hey, you know what? Let's just take a break from all the bullshit for a minute. And I don't care that that person is going to vote for a different person. I don't care that that person looks at the world different socially. We're all having fucking hot dogs and looking up at the same sky right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that a good thing? And fuck your dog. Your dog should fucking have to understand that we can have a moment where we all look up at the same sky and we all can fucking take a breath and not hate each other for a minute.
Dude, how many times have you been walking down the street and a fucking dog just barks and then you get scared because the thing barks? Yeah, let me scare this dog for a night.
Fuck this dog. I guarantee. In fact, you know what? I'll tell you right now. I'll say the numbers are astronomically in the dog's favors in terms of how often they're scaring children or people versus how often we're scaring them with big boomy explodey things.
Dude, this is 364-1. We're scaring the dogs for one day. They're scaring us the rest.
And it's also only probably retarded dogs. Like, I know the dogs, like my dog Sport gets scared at fireworks and lightning and loud noises. He's fucking retarded. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not like any good dog that grew up, you know, purebred, fucking good American dog. They're not fucking.
My dog's lighting the fireworks.
He howls. My dog, a good American purebred dog will howl at the sky and try to join in with the festivities.
Yeah. Once those fireworks go up that are like.
Yes.
Yeah. Those fireworks that like go up in the sky and they go, bing! You know, my dog's like,
They love it. Arr, bump.
Yeah. But also, you made a really good point about like being there with your family and seeing the fireworks. That's not even just an American thing. That's anytime you see fireworks and you're watching a fireworks show and you're with the people you love, you get that feeling.
Yeah.
They're like, look at this. Look how crazy. We're alive on Earth.
You know, I when you have a kid, you cry every time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, Sarah, have a kid. Get over your dumb dog. Have a child. I look up at the sky with fireworks and I look at my son and I cry because I think about my childhood and about how I was watching fireworks when I was his age and I get misty-eyed, okay?
Yeah, dude.
Just cry, fireworks, Sarah.
Are fucking awesome.
They're the best. I'm sick of it.
But Sarah's very nice and very funny.
She is very nice. I literally was hilarious. Dude, when I met her backstage at the Comedy Store, I was like, it was a Pass the Mic show in the main room. So I was right before her and you have to introduce the next person. And I was like, how do you want me to introduce you? She goes, just say I'm a Jew. And I was like, all right. that's how I introduced her.
That's great.
But yeah, she was great. And you know, look, she is a little cringy with some of the stuff. I ended up posting a thing that she posted, and I cut her head out of it. Cause I'm not trying to get my fans a trasher. I thought the sign was stupid, but you know, it's like, I have no problem with her. People can have their political opinions. I'm not one of these guys that I'm like, oh my God, you think differently than me. So I fucking hate you. Who gives a shit? As long as you're not, the only time I dislike you is if you come at me. So if Sarah Silverman was like, fuck you. You guys are Nazis, Legion of Skanks. I'm like, yeah, fuck you, Sarah. I hope your dog gets fucking drowned in a fucking ravine. Right.
Yeah.
But she's just been nice to me. So yeah, I don't give a shit. Have fun with your political opinions. I don't need to fucking, I don't give a shit. If I don't want to see your political opinions, I don't need to follow you on social media. I don't need to dislike somebody because they look at the world differently. So when she had a picture she had posted and I just cropped the sign and I cut her head out of it. Cause I wasn't actually trying to say fuck her. I was just trying to say that I was trying to make a joke. So the sign said silence is consent. You know, there's just a million rape jokes there. Okay. So, that's why I posted it. But yeah, it's just a ridiculous sign. It's like sometimes these people don't understand, like, why would you want to be a hypocrite? Why would you want to look like a hypocrite?
What do you mean? Like the first time you're starting to be like, you know, don't do this and blah, blah, blah. And then you're leaving yourself open. Is that what you're talking about? You're leaving yourself open for people to be like, you've done this. And
it's not even just that. I mean, that sign very specifically, I'm saying like, you can't be against rape culture and for women's rights and then say a sentence like silence is consent, you just have to check yourself and go, okay, that's going to just the optics of that is not going to really track with the other thing that's a big thing of mine. So let me just use different words. Simple
yes,
as that.
Yes.
I would just be very conscious of that. You know, even with this whole Seth Simon thing, and we're going to wrap up here in a few minutes, a little bit shorter of a show. We're just doing a special makeup show, 4th of July special extravaganza. And I, if you guys want to hear, me and Tim Dillon broke down on my OnlyFans page, onlyfans.com/LuisJGomez. We did an entire breakdown of the Seth Simon's situation and his now canceling, as we're calling it. He doesn't really work anywhere, so he's not being canceled from anything, but it's still pretty funny. It's still pretty funny to say he's canceled. But yeah. We got to be very conscious to not be hypocrites, right? We're not like, I'm not, you know, I'm not out there saying cancel a guy because some chick said he's a sex pest. We're all out there, mocking this guy, ironically, because that's what he would do to anybody else with the same charge. And he spends his time trying to cancel literally me. I mean, I realize now there's been like 4 articles that he's written about me. It's crazy. He really has a hard on for me.
And he's obsessed with you.
I play with him once in a while. You know what I'm saying? Shane, what's funny is Shane has never said anything about this guy. I didn't realize that. Shane has never been like, yeah, fuck this guy. He's never talked about him on a podcast. He's never tweeted anything about him. He's just sort of like, all right, whatever. It is what it is. He didn't really want to give him that satisfaction. And then this came out and Shane couldn't help it. He was like, fuck this, dude.
Of course, yeah.
He tweeted, God is great.
Yeah.
Dude, Shane was the first one that I texted. I was like, right in the morning, just, can you believe this shit?
It was the best.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're not being, that's not hypocritical. Okay. I don't give a shit. Okay. If a guy gets called a fucking dickhead or a pervert or a creep or whatever, I don't really give a shit. If he's not crossing any lines where he's not hurting anybody or infringing upon anybody's rights and he's not, you know, he's not committing any crimes. Dude, people are fucking creeps. Okay. If your creepiest thing was put under a microscope, any of us, Shannon, your creepiest thing, if it was put under a microscope, you'd be like, damn, Shannon's a fucking creep. I guarantee it. Shannon doesn't talk. Shannon seems pretty timid on the show, but there's some shit she doesn't tell us. I promise you. Shannon, am I wrong or am I right? There's some shit that's not
Look
public
how good
knowledge.
She was at investigating that OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
She does that to men constantly, I'm sure.
Shannon, do you have some, if we put your creepiest qualities under a microscope, people would be surprised. Would they not?
Maybe surprised, but not like cancelable.
Well, you're a fucking hot chick. There's no chicks that are being canceled for anything sexual, but I'm not even saying cancelable. I'm just saying to be judged, right? So I don't think, I think that it's probably as creepy as Seth Simon's being a sex pest. I don't know what that means. A sex pest, that's anytime a girl.
I don't know what that means at all.
Anytime a girl texts me twice to get laid, she's like, hey, come hang out. I was like, I don't really feel like it. No, seriously, you should. Is she now a sex pest? Because that's any girl that I've ever spoken to ever in my entire life. So, and that's the problem. On that side, they sort of create these standards that, like, who knows where these fucking lines are? I don't know what a sex pest even means. But, you know, the reality is, fuck that guy. He wanted to come out and try to cancel people for jokes, literally for jokes. It's not like he's going after me or Tim Dillon or Shane or any of these people because we're out there hurting people or we're creating an unsafe environment. He's going after us for jokes we make and opinions we have and differences in political and social opinions. That's why he's trying to say we don't deserve to make money.
Wasn't he one of the guys who made the argument that Louis shouldn't be able to work in comedy clubs because it's an unsafe work environment?
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, he's definitely one of those guys that said comedy club and work environment in the same
sentence. Of course. Unsafe work environment.
It's whatever. The guy's not even said anything about me. I don't think he ever will. I don't really respect him. But it's fun to see someone get a taste of their own medicine. You know what I mean?
That's why everyone's relishing in it. It has nothing to do with him being a fucking creep.
Such a funny thing to call somebody.
I mean,
it sounds like a little bug.
Just when your dog looks at you while you're fucking. That's what a sex pest is.
And then you light a firework off.
Depending on your dog.
He joins in.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So it's great to see him get a taste of his own medicine. I did tweet this out. I hope it's not real. I hope it's just a dumb charge because you know what? For the sake of saying fuck Seth Simons, I don't want there to be girls that have actually been hurt. Right. So I'm not going like, good. I'm glad he hurts women. No, I hope it's just some dumb charge of a chick being annoyed with him and her fucking using, because women will weaponize this movement. Don't act like that's not a thing that exists. Like there's not crazy bitches out there that are going to go, oh yeah, I could just fuck with this guy by saying that. That is a regular thing that's happening. And to be honest with you, the more that more women that do that, the more people get desensitized to it as well, which is kind of good. It's a good thing in a weird way, because when it sort of boils down, you see a lot of guys getting charged, quote unquote charged, but like by the Twitter crowd with being creepy or whatever. And that's as far as it goes. Like, this guy's known as being creepy with women. Like, you can't try to ruin a guy for that, because some chick that probably had her feelings hurt by this guy now says he's creepy. That's crazy. And that's weaponizing that movement. And that's weaponizing the pain of women who are real victims. That's a bad fucking thing. Those are bad women. When you see women doing that, call them out on that. And by the way, you're never going to hear me say, if there's a man who comes into a comedy club that has hurt a woman, right? We did that. We fucking chased this guy. I guess he had attacked a waitress at the stand in the past, and he showed up at the stand again. We fucking chased this guy down the street. Like, you understand, we're not pussies. We're not Seth Simons who's sitting behind a keyboard going like, oh yeah, these guys are terrible, they should be out of comedy. No. If somebody comes into a comedy club and is hurting women, we're the guys that will literally punch him in the fucking head. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I know this. Like, this is not a debate. Chris, if somebody was attacking Shannon at Gas Digital, somebody came in, Shannon, what do you think would happen if somebody attacked you? Somebody came into Gas Digital and created an unsafe work environment, and they push you up against the wall.
After the third or fourth punch, we're jumping in there. We're protecting you after he gets a couple.
I think Shannon can take Harrington. It's not a big...
But Shannon, what do you think would happen, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this on the show before. Like, I feel like I'm safe with most of the employees at Gas Digital.
Most.
Wait, who do you not think you're safe with?
Don't name names now.
No. But there are people that I don't think would jump in.
She's saying that wouldn't protect her.
She's not going to name names, but let's just say his name rhymes with Mouth Mutton.
No, I think Ralph would protect me.
Ralph, who all right, you can name names about who do you think would puss out? Let's go with the male talent. We'll end the show on this. Let's go with the male talent at Gas Digital.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of talent. Hold on.
This is ridiculous.
Producers, this is great. I want to go down the list of talent and producers. We're just going to yes or no. If they saw you being attacked, do you think that they would protect you physically? They would step in the way and grab a guy or fight the guy. Okay. Hold on. Let me see.
Don't remember any of your employees' names.
No, we'll start with people that I know, but I want to pull up the website on my phone as well. So, all right. First, start off with me.
Yes.
Chris Vega.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
Oh, you're doing pretty good so far.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, yes, definitely. Like, Jay before me, like, he's tougher than me.
No, because I already said yes to you.
Definitely.
Wasn't his job protecting women at one point?
Oh, that's right. Protected strippers.
What the fuck was that, Shannon?
Big like, Jay, of course. He would never let me die. Lewis. Yeah.
Sure, I guess.
Likely.
Very possibly. Mike Feeney.
All signs point to yes.
She's shaking a magic eight ball.
Yeah. Michael Bisping.
Yes.
Oh, she would love, like, a wet Shannon just got. She's like, yes. I love him to protect me.
Shannon's going to set this up in front of
her. Metzger.
Yeah.
Let's see. Matt Maron, the host of Comedy Fight Club.
Definitely not.
I think he would try.
He would get beat up by your racist.
Hey, I'll save you, m'lady.
Stanley.
I don't know him that well. I don't know.
Chris, do you think Stanley would step up? It's an attacker and Shannon alone. Do you think Stanley steps up to save Shannon?
How big and what color is he?
Wow. See, here's the thing. No, we're going to go big, scary guy. It's got to be big, scary guy.
That's...
This isn't a pussy. This is a big, scary.
Martinez. It's Jimmy Martinez.
God damn it. That's a tough one. Fine. It's Jimmy. It's Jimmy. Yeah. Attack. Fine. Perfect. Jimmy would attack you, though. Jimmy would make love to you, sweetly.
If it was Jimmy Martinez, I would schedule for your funeral. I would be there.
Listen to me. We're not going to say Jimmy specifically. We'll say, but a man of Jimmy's stature. Okay. Yeah. Very, very quick to fucking anger. You know, Shannon says something racist in front of him. Boom. He's attacking her. Here we go. All right. So, I mean, it does add a different spin on this.
It does.
Because I'm thinking Kurt might back down.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
I think a lot of people wouldn't even like fight Jimmy. They'd be like, yo, Jimmy, come on.
I'm just saying, I wanted to fight Kurt. I tried to fight Kurt, and I'm not as scary as Jimmy Martinez, and he wasn't having no part of it. Now, protecting a woman is different, but I'm still saying you either got that fight in you or you don't.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If somebody, even if it's somebody Jimmy's size, right, he's beating the shit out of Shannon. He's focused on something. You could get a good shot in.
No, he's getting warmed up on Shannon.
Oh, okay.
You know how, like, you see fighters backstage, like, hitting pads before they come out? Like, that's what he would be doing to Shannon. He'd be using her for pad work.
Yeah, he's taping her his knuckles up with her face skin.
He dipped his hands into her teeth. Now he's going to beat you with her teeth.
He's Taipei deathmatching you with his teeth.
you're in a lot of trouble. Her bone fragments and teeth are stuck into his now even more powerful fists. So good luck. Let's see. Bronx Johnny.
I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
I think Johnny, he would try to stay.
Tommy Dreamer, House of Hardcore.
I freaking hope so.
Yeah, dude, start cutting his forehead, bleeding everywhere.
What about the new recruits, Foley and Kippy?
Foley and Kippy.
I don't know. I was going to say yes for Foley, but now that I'm thinking of how it plays out, I think he would maybe make an attempt. Or if it's like, you know, like when like you fake pay the bill or something, like you do the reach, like maybe he'd do the reach, you know?
I was going to say that, but everybody wants
feminism. what about Feeney and Cannon together? I'll let them go together. There's two of them there.
Individually.
I think Cannon definitely would. Feeney, I'm not sure.
Feeney would if Cannon was there.
Okay. Yeah. Dave Smith.
I think so. I've heard him that he was scrappy, but maybe not. Because he's going to worry about like his wife and kid. And that like worry more about them.
He's also going to just assume that the market decided that you need to get your ass whooped.
That is true.
You
know? This is he's taking part of the non-aggression principle. See, that guy's breaking the non-aggression principle, but him.
Yeah, he's just going to break it down how it's an allegory.
He was trying to bore the guy to stop punching you.
Yeah. No, Dave is scrappy as fuck, dude. Chris, people don't even know this. Faga knew Dave before any of us knew Dave, right? When did you meet Dave?
I knew Dave before I knew Stanley. I've known Dave since I was like 16 or 15 or some shit.
Yeah. Wow.
Like straight up like.
And Dave was always down Brooklyn. He was down to fight.
Dave was. We were kids. Yeah, you gotta be. If you grow up in Brooklyn and not like a super affluent neighborhood or household, you're just gonna get fucked with. If you're not down to fucking punch the kid in the face who starts talking shit to you,
in the face randomly. I've been punched in the face randomly at parties. Shannon, you've seen just random fights that were no build up. Yes. In when you lived in South Brooklyn, right? Mm-hmm. Even in Staten Island, it's probably worse.
But I don't really like hang out out here. But I've seen like hanging out with a group of friends, and then a car pulls up, and then like two guys get out and just like attack one of the guys from just because we came from different avenues.
Yeah. Wow.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
I knew a dude who used to just drive up to Avenue U and pepper spray groups of people.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was an asshole. What are you going to say?
Yeah, there's those people that are out there, just fucking real assholes.
Dude, there used to be parties on Plum Beach in Sheepshead Bay, and I stopped going to them because every year somebody would get stabbed. And like, I saw this kid, Damien, and after one of the – he goes, oh, how come you didn't come to the party? I was like, I didn't feel like it. Like, who got stabbed this year? The dude pulled up his shirt and was like, oh, it was me.
Jesus.
Wow. Like, yeah, there's like every time that there would be a party there, like multiple people would get stabbed.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm so happy. I'm so happy that I skipped that side of things. By the time I got to high school, when I was in middle school and like late elementary school, that was the path that I was going down. I was hanging out with kids that were going to be going to parties that stabbings were happening at regularly. That was my future. And then I, in the ninth grade,
you discovered Coheed and Cambria. And everything changed.
Well, I mean, sort of, you know.
Oh, dude, I'm that same exact story.
But it's not even that. I just joined a band. You know what I'm saying? I got interested in, like, I just wanted a little bit of a different path. And I turned left when I should have turned right or when I shouldn't have turned right. And I ended up being in a band. And I was sort of like the punk-ass kid who was in, like, that group of kids. I was sort of like the poor kid who, like, was – you know, willing to get into scraps and shit. But I was sort of like the shark amongst guppies because all my friends were pussies. You know what I'm saying? So, but then it was just, I still hung out with a lot of like the brown kids that I grew up on Railroad Avenue with, but we weren't they weren't like my closest group of friends. My closest group of friends were now sort of these nerdy white kids who I was in a band with. They were sort of weird. Some of them were like gothy or whatever. And that sort of saved my life because one of my friends that I grew up with, I mean, I search his name and he gets arrested every year. He lives in Florida. He gets arrested like every 6 months and every what do they call them? Not headshot, but
mugshot.
Every mugshot is progressively worse. Like it looks like,
oh man, time lapse. One of those guys, huh?
Drug addict. Like, it, and this is one of my from Railroad Avenue. One of my best friends. Like this kid, like straight up was one of like my closest friends. And I don't know him at all anymore. I still talk to a few of my friends, but him, I just sort of watch from a distance. And I'm like, dude, he's just like, and I watched him get involved in drugs and violence. He fucking beat a guy with a club one time. Like he was a fucking wacky
club. He had like an asp or something.
He had, it was like a wooden club stick.
From like a car?
It was sort of like, he used to call it, and I quote, an N-word beater. No, he didn't say that. He called it a nigger beater, and I quote, nigger beater. And it was just essentially a thick wooden club that he had taped up with electrical tape.
Jesus Christ. Rock and
walking tall.
He would get into fights and pull it out and fucking
who would he be
people.
Getting into fights with? Zombies?
He had a chainsaw. He had a chainsaw and a sawed-off double-barrel shotgun, and he used to just come at people. It was fucking nuts, dude. This kid had no off button.
He's one of those people that where the mugshots are just getting fucking
just
so much worse.
Now he looks like a zombie now. Like, he's just a drug addict. Like,
I've become what I've hated.
Yeah, he got bit at one point during the zombie wars. But it's sad to sort of watch that happen. I go, like, that could have easily been me. That path.
Yeah.
What's funny is my falling out with that kid was I owed him, we sold weed together, and I owed him like $100 or $150 from like weed that, you know, I had smoked that I didn't sell or whatever. And it was like, we had like re-up or whatever. And I just didn't have the money.
Yeah.
And I just gotten a job selling comedy club tickets in New York City. This is like right as I moved to New York City, but I was still commuting from Rockland County down to the city, sleeping on my girlfriend's bed, in my girlfriend's bed sometimes, but so half the time taking a bus down. And then fucking, he like came at me with the club for the money, like straight up.
Whoa.
Came at me with the club for the money. And I happened to, literally when he came at me with the club.
And you just gave him a stack of comedy club tickets and don't worry, Jerry Seinfeld's going to be there tonight.
I know, I was just about to say, Tina Fey's there tonight, man. This is a good deal.
No, I ended up paying him, but we were going to fucking, no, that's right. He fucking punched me first. Earlier in the day, he punched me, right? And then I got out of the car. Yeah, in the face when I was in my car. Then I got out of the car and I punched him in the face like twice. And it was like, he'd always been like a little bit tougher than me. Like just a little bit, like we got into a few scraps as kids and he like got the better of me and them. And this was the first time I got like the better of him. Right. And then later on that night, I told him to meet me to get the money because I was going to give him the money cash. He fucking showed up with that club like a fucking pussy. Yeah, dude, and I'd seen him hit people in the face with his club. I knew he was fucking ready to use it. So it was like fucking, you know, it was a weird fucking moment of me begging him to not hit me with the club.
Why did you show up without your own club?
I knew
he was showing up. You looked great that third mugshot, I swear. You looked great. You're not getting worse.
No, it was a weird fucking moment where, like, you know.
He showed up blasting In the Club by 50 Cent out of his car.
Many men. Man, where's Death for Paul Me?
Yeah.
I know. That's
not so, but yeah, that was the last time I ever spoke to that kid was when he came at me with that fucking club.
You guys never attempted meeting?
No, we ended up being, he ended up apologizing or something later on. We were like, fine, you know, but it was like, that was it. I was also, I had already moved past that group of kids being my friends, and I was like friends with these like nerdy kids at this point. So we weren't even close like that anymore. I just still had peripherally these shithead friends. I was still like robbing the mall and like breaking into people's cars and shit. Like, but I was still had like these nice friends that were like good kids that were in Salty Blackflower, my band. But like, I had a sneaker stealing ring with this other kid who was a fucking beating people with clubs.
Dude, I'm still pretty good friends with a guy who swung a broadsword at my head when I was 18.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I ducked it, and my buddy Mike punched him, and he fell. He was like a skinny kid, and we ran, but we're still pretty good friends now. We didn't talk for a while after that.
Is he fighting dragons now? Yeah.
not the type of kid you would assume had a broadsword, though. He was definitely like a hood black dude who just bought that with like weed money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta forgive and forget. So I do wish this kid the best, but yeah, I had given up on sort of that group of friends anyway. So when I had moved to New York City and started selling comedy club tickets and got exposed to the world of comedy, I had this new group of friends in New York who I was sort of working with, hanging out with every day. I sort of left my Rockland County friends behind anyway. And he was removed from being even one of my close friends. So it wasn't like, at that point, it was like, yeah, what am I even fucking doing? Why am I even associating with these types of people? But you know, much love. I hope he finds God or whatever it is. Or,
well, you never see the mugshots getting better either. You know, like, that's what I mean. He could be like a hero. Wow. Still getting arrested, but skin looks good.
All right, look, we're going to wrap this one. This has been a fun show. It was actually longer than I thought it was going to be, Shannon. I was only going to do an hour, but then we started having fun. Sort of talk about who it.
You weren't having fun in that first hour?
No, that was boring as fuck.
We were talking about the love of your life, man.
Oh, the love of my life. She's so hot. We're going to do updates. We're going to do updates weekly. Shannon, I'm going to reach back after. What do you think I should say? I'll do it right now.
Read her last one again.
Let's see. Hold on. She said, thanks for supporting me. Or something like that.
I don't. But I mean, she did say that she's like down to fuck. And if you're ever in her area, maybe make it up that in like a month you're planning on.
Yeah. Horny girls in your area. Are down to have fun.
Yeah. Ask her to subscribe to your OnlyFans. You're like, aren't you going to subscribe to mine?
Yes. And we keep it on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Hey, and FYI.
The first OnlyFans marriage.
I also have an OnlyFans.
What if she just wrote back in like immediately, no thanks?
No, that sucks. This sucks. This whole thing sucks. No.
We're not doing that. She gets really fucking, she gets like wild about it. No, how dare you?
Shannon.
Yeah.
What do I do here? What do I send to her? What's the next line?
Just write, it's hard out here for a simp.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah. I say go for the...
Just dick.
Say, ask her to join your OnlyFans.
No, you know, Fagalo, you stink. All your instincts are terrible.
I would pretend that, and you can make it happen, that wherever it is that she lives, that you're planning on doing a road date there in like a month or something. Like, oh, this happened to come up. And then if she's really
this
down
happened to
fuck,
come up, no. Picture my dick.
You put it in your words. But yeah, and then see if she begins the conversation again, if she actually does want to hang out with you.
All right. Yeah, but then there's not really a show. Now I have to go plan a show.
Yeah.
Well, or the maybe show not.
Could be in her pussy. That's the name of the club. You go, I'm playing a club by you. And she goes,
that's
which club?
The line.
You go, your pussy.
Hey, luckily they can only have half capacity now.
In a month, I'm supposed to be in your pussy. Send.
Didn't send that.
I said, you think I wouldn't do that? You think I would give up the love of my life for a dumb joke that's not even that funny?
You know, you don't have to say that last part because that hurts my feelings, but.
I mean, how hot is she, though?
She's a smoke show, man.
She's too hot, right? She's too hot to be into me, right?
I don't think so. Because in some of the pictures, in some of the other pictures, she looks like more normal. But she has some great shots.
In some of the other pictures, she looks like a pig. So I could get why she'd be into you.
No, she doesn't look normal in any of these photos. She looks like a smoke show in every one of them. Shannon, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll send you some screenshots from her Facebook.
Her Facebook.
You know what chick's hot? She takes photos where she's like sitting down with her stomach all folded up. She doesn't give a shit. She's like, look at that. Look at my fat. Blah, I'm hot. God, hot girls are so hot. Fucking bitches. Okay. Let's wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Thank you very much for supporting the Real Ass Podcast. Subscribe, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 14-day free trial. You get access to this show and the entire on-demand library for every podcast on the Gas Digital Network. Pre-release, uncensored, ad-free, all that good stuff. RAP, use that promo code. And make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review on iTunes. Shannon, we were supposed to give away a free piece of merch today.
Oh, look, I have...
Let's do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's the official first show of the month. Okay. Thanks, Shannon. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys so much. We'll check you on Monday. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.